The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
BillO'Reilly.com. Probably one of the more brilliant business people. Definitely one of the more brilliant people when it comes to how to do a show. And what people are thinking, Bill O'Reilly. Now at BillO'Reilly.com, he has his own show. It's a half-hour news show every day, and you can find it at BillO'Reilly.com. He started it earlier this week. It's really good. There's not a lot has changed with Bill O'Reilly. Just the background has changed, and we'll talk to him about that. I want to start here, Bill, with something that really bothers me, and that is the firing of, what's his name, Jeremy Lyons? What's his name?
Jeffrey Lord.
Jeffrey Lord, that's
Jeremy
what it is. That's how much I care about this guy. I actually care about his firing. I think he is horrible. I think he is one of the worst commentators on CNN. I think he's just a total sellout. However, they fired him because he got into a Twitter spat with Media Matters. And Media Matters is starting a campaign again to get people fired, get them thrown off. And he said, what you're doing is fascistic in nature. This is fascism. And they tweeted something back and he wrote Sieg Heil. CNN fires him almost immediately because they say Nazi salutes are absolutely, we will not tolerate the
indefensible.
Are you kidding me? So now he's out. Bill.
Yeah, I mean, look, anybody, and I mean anybody, knows that this firing was political. It wasn't for cause. It wasn't because he did anything outrageous. I mean, you can debate all day long whether Nazi analogies should be used in any kind of discourse, but it clearly falls under freedom of speech, and he was making a contextual point, which is accurate, by the way, that Media Matters is a fascist organization. It is. And then when the president of Media Matters struck back at him, he, in a wise guy fashion, went Sieg Heil. So what? Who does that offend? Media Matters? So what? So they were looking to dump him, and this gave them the opportunity to do it. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Okay, so Bill, let me. That's maybe a little bit better than what I thought, but not by much. Are you saying that they only use Media Matters as a cover? Because, I mean, why not fire him? Because we don't want him around. We don't like him.
If he were a valued employee, they certainly wouldn't have done that because, well, look, if Jeffrey Lord, I don't know what his contractual situation is, but he has an actionable violation of contract sued against CNN. You can't do that. He didn't do anything out of the ordinary in the sense of exercising his freedom of speech to slap back at an organization that he feels is fascistic. So it's got to be something else. I don't know whether he even had a contract. But it looks to me, and I've been in this business almost as long as you have, since the War of 1812, Beck, as you mentioned last week on your program. All right, it looks to me like they just want to get rid of the guy, and this was a convenient way to do it.
So, Bill, doesn't this not empower Media Matters like crazy?
Of course it does, but Media Matters is in bed with all these people. I mean, Media Matters doesn't attack CNN, ever. Media Matters doesn't. Well, let me amend that. If CNN put on a conservative like you or me, maybe Media Matters would attack, but they don't attack their editorial posture. They don't attack NBC. They don't very rarely attack the networks. They only attack people with whom they disagree politically, which is anybody, moderate or right. You've got to be a far left loon to be in their cadre.
So we found a Media Matters plan of attack, and we're going to be going over it in the next couple of weeks with our audience. It is their plan. We found it on the dark web.
Dark web.
Yeah, I mean, who even puts their stuff on the dark web? Seriously, who
dark
does that?
People.
Criminals. I mean, why
would evil people?
Why are you putting stuff on the dark web? So In it, it talks about how they are now consulting with Google. They're now consulting with Facebook. They're trying to tell YouTube and Google and Facebook exactly what is offensive, what isn't. They're coming in as these moderate arbiters.
This organization, these are the people that orchestrated the sponsor attacks against me and you.
Yeah.
They organize the demonstrations in front of Fox. They've got money. They pay people. They're awful. They're anti-democracy. And I hope you guys, you know, I listen when I can, but I when you get stuff, send it to me, because we're certainly looking at these people hard, these Media Matters people.
I'll send you the stuff that
we
just
pulled
up.
And you know what the worst part about this is? The worst part about it is these people were so closely allied with Hillary Clinton. David Brock, who's the founder of this, was Clinton's consigliere. If Clinton had ever been elected president, these people would be in the White House, these Media Matters. And they, I can't tell your audience strongly enough how vicious and vile and anti-democratic they are.
Actually, I want to correct you on one thing.
Win after win after win, because the media will never take them on, because the media sympathizes with their far-left posture.
Okay, I want to correct you on one thing. They're absolutely pro-democratic, which in the meaning of all we want is a popular vote and majority wins. I mean, that is, you know, remember Chavez was also very democratic.
They don't believe in freedom of speech.
Yes, you're right.
They don't believe in freedom of speech.
Correct.
They operate in the shadows, on the dark web. They try to hurt people.
Yes.
They try to destroy people.
Yes.
This is not what our democracy is supposed to be about. This is the most vicious, vile political organization in existence.
Yes.
And they have power.
So tell
money.
Tell me how you feel about what happened at Google this week with that firing.
I didn't follow it that much because I'm not really into that world of, and I know they're super powerful and all of that, but I'm more interested in the political component of this rather than, once you get into Google and Facebook and all of these organizations, you get into corporations. They're corporations. I mean, they may not wear ties, and they may give you kale for lunch.
Right.
But it's the same corporation.
Correct. Well, but that's kind of what I want to talk to you about is, you know, as I said earlier this week, look, if Firestone or Goodyear was doing this, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But this is the gateway to information. We had this week a report was released that Apple has $58 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. That's more than most foreign countries will hold. That gives that corporation real leverage on Capitol Hill. You know what? Maybe we should just liquidate our government bonds, because that's why we worry about foreign countries holding our bonds. Are these corporations that the left loves, are they becoming worrisome at all to you, Bill?
That's an interesting question. They are very, very powerful agents, and they control now most of the information flow. And with the destruction of cable news, and that's coming very, very fast.
Very fast.
Talk radio pretty much is the only counter to the internet information flow, which is not an honest situation. So yes, it's dangerous. I'm not so concerned about them holding bonds. I guess down the line they could do a blackmail thing. If you better do what we want, or we're going to liquidate or something. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's not like the top of my concerns, but it is a part of it. It's like, wait a minute, these guys are getting really powerful.
They are very powerful, but there's nothing you can do about that in a capitalistic society.
Right.
The more successful corporations become, more powerful they become.
Yeah.
You can expose it. You can tell the folks what's going on. And
you would expect
the information flow they're getting is not honest.
Right. And you can expect
certainly noble, but you can't stop them from accumulating assets.
No, but you can start to say, to our representatives, I don't want you in bed with these people. There's no special favors for these people.
Right.
So, Bill, I want to take a break, and then we have a ton to talk about in the news of this week. But I actually would like to pick your brain, honestly, because I have tremendous respect for you, as you know, on multiple fronts. But one of them is you are a very shrewd businessman. You're very smart. You took every show, I run on passion and gut and feelings, and you are much more of a scientific kind of guy. And you've made a brilliant move this week in not going running to somebody else and saying, okay, I'll fall under your umbrella. You're doing it yourself. I want to talk to you about the future of cable news. I want to talk to you about the future of information. And
it's fascinating what's happening.
It really is. It really is.
And nobody's talking about it. So your audience is going to get a lot of information fast after these announcements of interest.
Bill, let's switch gears. I'd kind of like some advice from you and to pick your brain. What we did 6 years ago when I left Fox and I built the Blaze and the first OTT model around this, everyone said, Glenn, no one will watch this on the internet. They're not going to watch it on the phone. They want it on this. That's why, honestly, we spent as much money as we did to make my network look, quite honestly, the model was MSNBC. If it can't look as good as NBC in visuals, then people won't expect it or won't accept it. Those days are over. We've laid the groundwork and the rails, and now you are the first one to come out as a really big guy and say, okay, I'm going to go and do this model, and I'm going to do it by myself. I don't need to join a network or whatever. I'm going to do it by myself. How long before, Bill, this becomes the absolute norm?
You know, it's hard to say. Our blueprint is that we want to deliver on a daily basis 30 to 40 minutes of honest news analysis, honest in the sense that it's fact-based. And we're going to do that. And so we did a prototype this week on BillO'Reilly.com where I was in a studio in a spiffy jacket and tie, and we had guests via Skype. And it went very well. I mean, it looked good. People liked it. We have it up now, BillO'Reilly.com. Anybody can see the prototype. And it was tough. It was tough analysis, talk about North Korea and stuff like that. Now, we haven't decided exactly when we're going to launch this on a daily basis because we're doing our podcast from my home office now. And it's working very, very well. But it's going to happen. And even if I decide to come back to cable TV, we'll still do this 30 to 40 minutes per day because we don't want any. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
from the
Bill's head writer
community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we don't want any. We don't want any intrusion, mm-hmm. Corporate intrusion, or Media Matters intrusion, or threats, or any of that. We want to control the product as you do.
Right. So you
and
can
I
control.
Think that
so
you is, this prototype that we put out is going to take root. And I think it's going to be very successful.
Right.
The reason this is necessary, this is the key to it all, is because there's been a profound change in cable news. And as we discussed in previous episodes of the Beck program, network news is largely irrelevant now. Remember Scott Pelley, the anchor of CBS News?
No, neither does any.
Packed it in, and nobody even knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody even said a word. It was like, poor Scott, he was there 6 years on every night. He was taking Walter Cronkite's seat, and he's out of there, and nobody even cares. That's how irrelevant the nightly news is. The morning is entertainment. So when cable news starts then to change, fundamentally change, not into a news service anymore, they're not a news service. They're basically a party apparatus. So MSNBC, CNN, they're a Democratic Party apparatus. And Fox News, to some extent, not to the extent of the others, reflects a Republican point of view. Well, where do Americans go for the truth, for people seeking the truth and not having a vested interest in one political party or one political philosophy? There's nowhere to go. So that this, in a capitalist society, this Blaze, the Beck Blaze, O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, this now presents a very, very attractive alternative to millions of Americans who love their country and want to know about it in a truthful way.
Bill,
you're stunned at that announcement.
No. No, I was actually
absolutely stunned. It's so right on.
I was.
Nobody has ever talked that way to you.
I was actually hoping for a deeper insight. Why don't you put the dog on the phone?